And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, everyone. Carrington here, your favorite Real Dudes podcast member, and I'm here with a special guest, and it's Kai, right? Kai works for Frozen Bite, and you may have heard that name before. Frozen Bite is known for the Trine series, and they just released Has-Been Heroes. So, Kai, could you introduce yourself to our audience and give us some details about what you do at Frozen Bite?
Hey, everybody. I'm Kai. I'm like the marketing manager at Frozen Bite, so I do all kinds of marketing-related things. And basically, what I do every day is like, play all of our games, what we're developing, and I'm the guy who talks to press and handles kind of the communication things and marketing, like the planning stuff, and pretty much everything that people on the outside see from our games is somehow related to what I do.
Awesome, that sounds like a very fun job to have.
Yeah, it is definitely.
So you said that you play your games on a regular basis. The ones that Frozen Bite has made so far, which is your favorite? Which one stands out to you the most?
It's actually the most recent one, Has-Been Heroes. It's the one that I've been playing the most on my free time as well, in addition to just playing it for work. I actually just managed to beat the game last week on Switch. So, it's kind of the most game, one of those games that playing even for fun, even if it's not for work.
That's really great. And also, and personally, speaking from experience, I must say Has-Been Heroes is the only game so far on the Switch that has taken me away from Zelda. So I think you guys have something really special there.
Thanks. It's nice to hear.
Oh, no problem. I just beat it for the first time, I think, last week after like 80 tries or something crazy like that. So it's challenging, but I like the challenge a lot, and I really think it's just addicting to play, and I think you guys have something just super amazing right there. And you also mentioned something about about what's coming down the pipe. I don't know, are you allowed to talk about anything that's in development right now?
Well, the ones that we've announced, I can talk a little bit about those. The other game that we're working on that we have announced is called Nine Parchments. We announced it sometime last year, during Gamescom, so I think that was August last year, so we showed a little bit about it. And it's kind of this top-down spellcasting co-op game.
And if I remember correctly, it'll be on Xbox One, PS4, and PC, is that correct? Okay, I just want to be sure. Is there maybe a timeline when we might be able to see that sometime soon?
I think we will be talking about it and showing some new stuff fairly soon. I would expect sometime during the summer, but we haven't locked down anything just yet. So but that's like definitely the next title from Frozen Bite that we're going to be showing off on a bigger scale.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear more stuff about it. So going back to you working at Frozen Bite, how long would you say you've been there so far?
I joined 2012. So that was during when Wii U was launching. So we were making the expansion for trying to Golden Menace and the Wii U version, which is trying to direct to console. It was 4.5 years ago or something.
Very nice. And so you yourself, how long have you been working in the gaming industry itself?
It started from Frozen Bite, so.
Okay.
That's all.
Fair enough. And what would you say for anyone out there who's looking to get into the gaming industry? Do you have any advice out there or any maybe tips on what maybe what you did and how to get your foot in the door?
Well, you obviously have to have a passion for games, mm-hmm. some way or the other. It depends a lot on like the type of role you're looking for. If it's like an actual like a development role, or then a role that's like supporting the development, like what I'm doing like, with marketing stuff. So, like a good base for everybody is like to do something game related, like development related, mm-hmm. whether it's like practicing your art or building your portfolio in that sense, or you know just programming something or trying out something on some of the available free engines like Unity or Unreal. Just making stuff related to games. If you're building your own store games or something like that, like building it up as a hobby. And then of course there are a lot of things like studies that you can do nowadays that weren't there like 10 or 20 years ago. But yeah, I think for companies that are already making games and are looking to hire new people, we look for things like how much of like a hobby background or a background in games these people have that are like, for example, completely new to like if it was like their first industry job. So yeah, we look at their portfolios and like what kind of stuff they have been working on their free time.
Oh, great. I'll make sure to forward that on to people I know as well. I know there's always up-and-coming people who are trying to do anything with video games, whether it be, you know, programming or artists or, you know, it could be anything.
Yeah, I mean, it was also like, or if you're, like, between modding some games or you know, building custom maps or using, like anything like that, usually it's, like, a very big bonus in my experience.
Oh, that's really good to know. So the next question I have is a little bit more personal, but not too personal. What would you say your favorite video game of all time is that you always find yourself maybe going back to? And also, what games are you playing currently in your spare time?
My favorite game of all time is going to be Dota 2. And I still play that on pretty much daily basis, so I kind of haven't escaped that one. Of course, I have a lot of different other favorites, like from the past, things like some RPGs from the past, like Baldur's Gate and Baldur's Gate 2 and all those kinds of games as well. But Dota 2 is like up there as the favorite.
That's good to know. I personally couldn't get into the MOBA scene, but I'm not a huge Dota fan myself, but I do have a respect for people that are good at it, at least, because I definitely can't play those.
it's one of those games that like a friend of mine introduced me to the like original Dota back in the days, and it's like after a few games, you know, 10 years passes and you're still playing.
I certainly know that feeling with a couple of games myself. Like one of my favorites is Beyond Good and Evil. I always go back to it at least once a year just to remind myself how much I love it. But yeah, thank you for spending some time with us today. And I like to just congratulate you guys on Hasbin Heroes. Like I said, I think you guys have something special, and I really look forward to seeing what you guys have pretty soon coming in the future.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.